Forward. Ever since the classical Greek era, when earth, air, fire, and water were believed to be the substance of the world, scientists have sought a unified picture of all the basic forces and building blocks of nature. They have sought to answer the question, what are we, and the world, made of? And ever since Isaac Newton showed that the force that makes an apple fall is the same force that holds planets in their orbits, scientists have tried to unify previously unconnected concepts. During the 20th century, physicists developed quantum theory. We have thereby come to understand that the essence of all substances, their color, texture, hardness, and so forth, is set by their structure, on scales far smaller than even a microscope can see. And the work of Einstein and his successors has deepened our understanding of gravity, the force that governs the motions of planets, stars, and galaxies. But there is important unfinished business. The quantum theory, which governs the very small, and Einstein's theory, which governs the very large, haven't been meshed together into a single unified story. In most contexts, the lack of a unified theory does not impede us, because the domains of gravity and of the quantum do not overlap. Astronomers can ignore quantum fuzziness when calculating the motions of planets and stars. Conversely, chemists can safely ignore the gravitational force between individual atoms because it is nearly 40 powers of 10 feebler than the electrical forces. But at the very beginning of our cosmos, in a big bang, when everything was squeezed smaller than a single atom, quantum fluctuations could shake the entire universe. To confront the overwhelming mystery of what banged and why it banged, we need a unified theory of the cosmos and microworld. Indeed, without such a theory, we won't understand the real atomic nature of space itself. Einstein himself worked on his unified theory until his dying day. In retrospect, his efforts were doomed because little was then known about the forces that hold atomic nuclei together, and because he was famously dissatisfied with quantum mechanics. He lived until 1955, but cynics have said that he might as well have gone fishing from 1920 onward. But there's something rather noble about the way he persevered and raised his game, reaching beyond his grasp. But the quest for a unified theory is no longer premature. It now engages young scientists, not just grand aging figures who can afford to risk overreaching themselves. Just as all material has an atomic structure, theorists believe that space and time are themselves structured on some tiny scale, a trillion trillion times smaller than atoms. According to superstring theory, what we think of as a point in our ordinary space may actually be a complex origami in six further dimensions, so tightly wrapped that it's very hard to detect the complex geometry. This theory is not yet battle-tested by experiment, but many are betting on it almost for aesthetic reasons. According to Ed Witten, the acknowledged intellectual leader of the subject, good wrong ideas are extremely scarce, and good wrong ideas that even remotely rival the majesty of string theory have never been seen. One thing, however, is sure. String theory is hugely complicated and is a challenge to the world's best mathematicians. Indeed, human brains could be intrinsically inadequate and may never bring the theory to completion. But what about non-human minds? If we ever established contact with intelligent aliens, there might be a vast IQ gap, but there would not be an unbridgeable culture gap. One common culture, in addition to mathematics, would be physics and astronomy. The aliens may live on planet Zog and have seven tentacles, but they would be made of similar atoms to us and would gaze out, if they had eyes, on the same cosmos. For aliens, the intricacies of string theory may be a doddle, but for most of us humans, they are a Himalayan challenge. That is why we should welcome a book such as this, written by an expert communicator, which aims to distill the essence of these daunting ideas into a palatable brew that we can all savor. Martin Rees. Martin Rees is professor of cosmology and astrophysics and master of Trinity College at the University of Cambridge. He holds the honorary title of Astronomer Royal and also visiting professor at Imperial College London and at Leicester University.